Agenda item number 13, discussion and possible action on interlocal agreement with Texas Water Development Board for groundwater availability model. Model update by Brad Brunette, Water Service Manager.
Yes, sir. This item has to do with, again, groundwater availability models, and y'all have heard us talk in the past a lot about surface water availability models that we use to calculate the yield of our reservoirs that are used in surface water permitting with our system operations permit. But the counterpart to those models are groundwater availability models that are used by groundwater districts to regulate groundwater within their respective areas. And the Texas Water Development Board is the agency that oversees those official groundwater availability models. So they periodically go through and have them updated. And right now, the Water Development Board is under contract with Intera, which is an engineering company, to update the central portion of the Queen City, Sparta, and Carrizo Wilcox aquifers groundwater availability model. And those aquifers span over a large swath of the state of Texas, including a big part of the lower Brazos Basin. One area of improvement that's needed for some of the GAMs, including this one, is the ability to model the interaction of groundwater with surface water better than they're currently capable of. Again, there's that area where the outcrops of the aquifers are at the surface of the ground. And for the most part, the current groundwater models aren't really capable of evaluating in high detail what's happening at that interface with regard to water going into the ground from rivers and from the surface of the land, as well as, you know, discharges from springs back into the rivers whenever it's wet. And for us as a river authority, especially with regard to our reservoir releases for our customers downstream when it's dry, it's important that we understand as much as we can about what's happening within those river channels as we're releasing water downstream. Are we losing some of the water that we're releasing for customers going into the aquifer? And then during wet times, how much water may the aquifer be discharging back to the streams? In addition to the Water Development Board, who is currently under contract and funding most of this GAM update, there are other entities, including some of the groundwater districts, as well as the LCRA, that are participating financially to help improve the capability of the model to evaluate that interaction between the groundwater and the surface water. Basically, I've got a map here that kind of shows you where the aquifer is that we're talking about. You can see up at the top is the Lake Limestone area, and down at the bottom is Rockdale. And that green area is where that aquifer outcrops across the Brazos Basin. And those yellow lines are the Brazos River and tributaries that are built into the model. And those are the areas where they're going to be basically reducing the grid cell size in the model underneath those streams to better evaluate what's going on with regard to that interaction. If you think about it as an underground Rubik's Cube, the models have this mesh or grid network where they're doing calculations in each cell of the grid to figure out water that's moving into and out of each cell. And right now, those grid cells are too large to accurately model what's going on a you know, relatively small basis. And so that's what the interlocal agreement that we would be recommending to you would be, to provide funding to reduce the size of those grid cells so that that model is better capable of evaluating what's going on with that groundwater surface water interaction going forward. It's not going to be the be-all, end-all solution. There's still going to be a lot of work, and it's something that not just BRA, but the state, I think, is going to be looking at a lot closer moving forward. We've heard a lot. We talk a lot about surface water, and we talk a lot about groundwater, but they're really connected, and that's one of the things that is missing right now from some of the models. What we're recommending is an interlocal agreement where we would provide $20,000 through the Texas Water Development Board to help fund this effort, with $10,000 being provided in this year and then $10,000 again in 2017. So I'd be happy to answer any questions, or I can read the resolution.
Report or information that would be publicly available?
Yes, sir.
On this issue?
Yes, sir. The models, as well as the report documenting the models, are available on the Water Development Board's website. And again, groundwater districts, you know, river authorities, engineering consultants, those models are accessible to anyone free of charge to be able to use them to, you know, evaluate whatever project that they're working on.
Okay. Any more questions? Read the resolution, please.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager/CEO to execute an interlocal agreement with the Texas Water Development Board, under which the BRA will provide funding in an amount not to exceed $20,000 to refine and improve the capability of the central portion of the Queen City, Sparta, and Carrizo-Wilcox aquifers groundwater availability model to simulate groundwater and surface water interaction within the Brazos Basin.
You've heard the resolution, motion to adopt.
So moved.
Flores.
Second.
Rick, please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Towns?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.